This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning Veterans Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast live from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, and I do mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. All right, and now joining us from Michigan, where it's going to be snowing in the not-too-distant future, if it's not already, but I don't think it is, it's none other than Ron Edwards. They're there. They're shouting. They're waving. They're here for the USF football game Friday night. By the way, yesterday afternoon, wait till you hear this, we had a marching band went down the street right here beside me. I could hear them playing. I went, what the hell was that? And my engineer came in the door. He says, hey, you got to come out here and see this. And there they were. They marched around the corner and set up there by the hotel because they had something going on. USF's got their home game this Friday night, and they were playing over there in the corner, and I thought it was at the football game.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool,
it wasn't so bad. All right, well, all 37 people standing over there in the corner want us to say the pledge. You ready?
Yes, let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've had a perfect storm of mandates with a worker shortage poised to totally derail our holiday travel. Republicans are saying it's going to be a real mess when people try to move around the countryside because of all this aircraft stuff and train stuff and boat stuff and car stuff and stuff.
Well, recent large-scale airline operational disruptions have demonstrated that America's aviation system is operating with very little slack, Captain. We've already had situations where things have been very tight, TSA operations, all of that. Now we're going to have even more issues with worker shortages, equipment, and crew availability, which could quickly spiral out of control, and a lot of concern about a small number of terminations at the FAA and the airlines due to the vaccine restrictions or mandates. It's going to stretch the system even further, break to the breaking point possibly, and especially because right now we're in the Christmas season, so it's going to be some tough stuff.
Mm, yeah, you're right. And, folks, I'm talking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, which you'll hear here in a few minutes. Now, Our senior NIHA doctor, National Institute of Health, little Dr. Fauci's part-time venture, has pushed back on the COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Everybody's in shock.
Well, I'm not, because he's been back and forth on issues since all of this madness began.
But this isn't Fauci. This is one of the senior doctors there that's saying we don't need the vaccine mandates.
Dr. Matthew Mamoli.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's the one. But there's always been this back and forth. Like I said, he's been back and forth on issues. Now this guy's pushing against the mandates or whatever. And he's right now to push back. And I hope this will be consistent. But see, he understands how also the vaccine is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about how even though he supports the coronavirus vaccination in high-risk groups, including people like obese and the elderly, which I don't understand, because the elderly can be severely at risk from things that I've read about certain elderly people that have taken these shots and things that have happened to them. So, you know, I just, you know, here he talks about the he suggested that those who had previous coronavirus infections saw five times higher chances of testing positive than those who were fully vaccinated, never had the coronavirus, though.
Okay, let's talk about the natural immunity, which isn't being talked about. And
correct.
The federal workers have lodged a class action suit that have natural immunity against little Dr. Fauci and the CDC director, Dr. Walensky, over the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Now, to me, this is a no-brainer. You have natural immunity. You should be able to be exempt from having to be vaccinated.
You should be, if the government wasn't seemingly on a mad mission for other reasons to try to, you know, mandate that everyone take the jab. There are other reasons that go beyond the ignoring of natural immunity. There are other reasons, in my opinion, that the government wants to force everyone walking, and in some cases even little children, to have these vaccinations.
All right, we're coming up on the break. Hold that thought, and caller, you hold that thought too. And folks, I'll be right back with more. Right after this break, and Bo Brownie's coming up at the bottom of the hour. And we're also going to hear from Colin P. Calhoun in just a minute, being as how this is Veterans Day. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okie dokie. Well, this portion of the program, my conversation with Ron Edwards, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Remember, remember, remember. All you got to do is go over to theronedwards.com, the website, use the promo code RE20, and you'll save 20% on your order of a coffee. So, let's get to the Ron Edwards notebook right now, the Edwards notebook, and here we go.
Recently, a deranged man punched a snarky female on the New York subway. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. I'm sure that many people are punched in the face daily in our violent society, but to see a man sock a female in the face for mouthing off, to me, is very wrong and should be corrected by another gentleman. But in this particular case, I saw on video a white female tell a black guy that she did not know 3 times to take a chill pill. He dared her to say it a 4th time. She did, and he clocked her. And not even her husband, who was with her, defended her. Has the feminazi movement convinced females that they can go toe-to-toe with men they don't even know? Say what they want while standing in a posture that evokes an attitude of disrespecting a stranger and expecting him to take it? Again, not justifying the violence, but has the I am woman hear me roar, I can take on any man movement, desensitized much of society to the point that most people won't even bother to help a damsel in distress? Just wondering, what say you? I'm Ron Edwards.
All righty, Ron Edwards. And, of course, don't forget, Ron Edwards is brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And what is it we say about Constitutional Grounds Coffee, Mr. Ron?
It's the coffee you want in your cup.
Like this right now. Let me see here. Oh, boy. Now, I'm doing the iced coffee, and I told you today I got the Tutti Frutti version of it. because I put the hazelnut in with the coffee, and it tastes like hazelnut. So there you go.
Good stuff.
All right, let's go. Let's go first to the telephone line to Mary, who has a question. Happy Veterans Day, Mary.
Hey, happy Veterans Day. I was just wondering, overall, who in their right mind would take something, quote, experimental, except someone like my husband who was terminal and did take an experimental cancer drug. But otherwise, this thing is still experimental. I don't see why that word's not getting out there. When they say people won't take vaccines, they never give the reason why.
Okay. All right, we'll answer it. Okay, first of all, Ron, before we answer it, one of those vaccines is no longer experimental. They gave the full permission for it. Was it Johnson & Johnson or was it Pfizer? Oh, it was Pfizer.
I thought it was Pfizer.
Because Fauci and that whole bunch has got money in. That's no longer experimental. That's 100% go get it.
Well, I take a different angle. Look at the ingredients and judge for yourself.
Mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, pickles.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a Big Mac.
Many of the ingredients listed, if you were to take them individually, have been listed by certain government agencies as being harmful. That's not, it's different terminologies, but it means that these are harmful ingredients. And for them to be put together in one shot or whatever, to be now forced upon the American people, I don't know. It's not
right.
Good.
Let me stop you for a second. Go in the chat room and look and see what just got posted there.
In the chat room.
Yeah, and I'm going to bring somebody on the air here with us. Hold on a minute.
Room.
Okay, folks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a picture of the coffee. That's from Jeff, by the way. All right.
Let me bring in. Before you do, could I say something?
Yeah.
There's something I need to say. I've been meaning to say since the outset of the call. I just want to say thank you to all the veterans. This is Veterans Day, and God bless all the veterans who have served this country so admirably, and to the veterans who are serving now in this administration, you get double kudos from me. And to all the veterans who have served and who are serving now, God bless them all. That's what I just wanted to say.
All right. I'm going to bring into the mix Colin P. Cahoon, spelled C-A-H-O-O-N. And this is Veterans Day. He's also a veteran. He's written an interesting book, which has got a picture of, 1, 2, 3 Hueys on it. Of course, the HB-150 gunship, everybody was in Nam knows what that was. And it's called The Man with the Black Box, Charlie Colin. So, good morning, Colin.
Well, and actually, the book on Vietnam War is Mended Wings, so I'll just get that across. But good morning. How are you, Captain?
Oh, that's right. It is Mended Wings. Okay. I was looking at something different here. Okay. I'm doing good. Listen, first of all, I know you've got a story, a military story, too, so you want to tell us about it?
Well, I served from 83 to 88, was commissioned and went to flight school in 84, and that's really how I got interested in the Vietnam War guys, because they were all my instructor pilots. They were my heroes. Went to my first duty assignment at Fort Ord, California in the 7th Infantry Division as a Aero Scout platoon leader. And, again, the senior warrant officers and the field grade officers were all Vietnam guys. So and I know you're a Vietnam vet as well. I want to say thank you for your service and welcome home. But that's what kind of inspired me about writing the book. And these guys have always been my heroes, and I wanted to do honor to them. It's a great generation. The World War II generation is called the greatest generation for good reason.
Yep.
I think you guys were the abused generation.
You got that right.
And it's been way, way overdue to say thank you and welcome home. And that's really what I set out to do.
Well, Ron knows this. I think I told you this story, Ron, and you're there, right?
Yes.
I was one of the 3,000 vets when Bill Clinton came to dedicate the Vietnam Wall that did an about-face and turned our backs to him.
That was the right thing to do.
I know it was. And we got a bunch of flack for it, but you know something? Nobody said a word, just in the newspapers.
Yeah, well. that's, you know, that part of the course, you know, the media.
And that's typical.
So, Colin, again, what were you was there a point you were trying to get across? Was it the lifestyle? Was it the missions? Was it the hell they had to go through? I mean, some of those guys in those choppers, I told you this. I saw people literally with super glue, baling twine, and Scotch tape in some cases, keeping those things together.
Oh, yeah, and when I'd go out on the flight line when I was in flight school in 84, there was all the old birds out there. They were just peppered with holes. You know, they still had the patches on there. But to answer your question, I think all of the above. My purpose was to let, you know, your listeners and others know about this generation of pilots, you know, the whole story from growing up, high school, going to flight school, going to Vietnam, what happened to them there. But then not to end the story there, because I think that's what we so often do with our vets, is to say, oh, this guy came home as a paraplegic, or this guy came home with missing this limb, and then you never hear what happens to him. But these guys triumph. You know, I think one of the things I'm kind of sick and tired of is the broken veteran mantra that comes out of the media. You know, that all veterans, particularly Vietnam War veterans, if you went to Vietnam, the assumption is you're broken, you know, and you will never function as a useful part of this society. And that's just crap. And so I kind of set out to change that and to tell some stories of triumph, of guys that came back and really succeeded in life.
Well, here's the deal. Okay. And Ron, I think you've heard this term before. Shell shock. You ever hear that?
Yes, I have.
The term that was used at the time was you were shell-shocked, okay? And they really didn't have anything other than to give you medication if that's what they were going to do. But the smart people, what they did was they got together with your buddies. They went to, by the way, the American Legion at first wouldn't let us in. The VFW wouldn't let us in. AMVETS would.
Mm-hmm.
But what we would do is we would go to a place where we could meet together with a bunch of guys, sit down, talk, and just talk amongst each other. And that was our debriefing. That was our solution to PTSD, which is what it later became known as. And we led the way on that. People don't understand that we're the ones that started all those encounter groups because we were doing it ourselves.
Yeah, and you know, it's a shame that America, basically, when you came home, they told you to shut up. We don't want to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with the VH, you know, with the Veterans of Foreign War, that's just amazing that you couldn't even fall back on
older
vets.
We're coming to my break, Colin. I got to let you go, but here's what I'm going to do. The books are The Man with the Black Box, Charlie Calling, Mended Wings. He's got a website. Colin, C-O-L-I-N-P, Calhoun, C-A-H-O-O-N.com. Go there, check it out. Happy Veterans Day to you. And Ron, I'll talk to you again soon.
Bye now.
All right, bye now. All right, we're coming back with...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Wednesday uses the Americans with Disabilities Act to overturn Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott's executive order banning mask mandates in Texas schools. U.S. District Court Judge Lee Yeckel barred Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton from enforcing Abbott's order. Kyle Rittenhouse testified Wednesday he was under attack when he killed two men and wounded a third with his rifle during a chaotic night of protest in Kenosha.
saying, I didn't do anything wrong, I defended myself. The judge in the case is considering a motion for a mistrial as the prosecutor has been making major mistakes in his cross-examination of Rittenhouse. NASA says the moon's surface has enough oxygen to keep billions of people alive for 100,000 years. They say there's actually plenty of oxygen on the moon. It's trapped inside layers of rock and fine dust that covers the moon's surface. We just need to learn how to harness life's precious ingredient. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You betcha, and thank you very much, Kyle Warren, for doing that for us. By the way, it's time for our friend Bo Browning with the National Aviation Academy, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080. Or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty. Well, good morning, Mr. Bo.
Good morning.
All right. Yeah, it is Mike 2 there, Ken. So there we go. Mike 2.
Yep.
All righty. I thought so, because I thought that the number there wasn't right, but it is what it is. All right. Well, Mr. Bo, it is Veterans Day, and I want to start out with you being a veteran. You, by the way, happy birthday, Marine.
Yeah, Marine Corps birthday yesterday.
Yep. So. Now, I want to ask you a question about that. Did you do anything special over there?
Sure. All the Marines. Can you hear me? So. All the Marines and the... In the school, all got together, you know, had a cake, you know, did the oldest, recognize the oldest Marine, youngest Marine present, and, you know, got together to celebrate our time, you know, on active service in the Marine Corps, and, you know, really had a nice time. Today's Veterans Day, so, you know, we invited all the veterans to join us yesterday for that celebration, and today we're going to get all the veterans together from all branches of service. We're going to have another recognition of their service. Over there at National Aviation Academy. So it's going to be a nice day. And, you know, thanks out there to all the veterans and all the people that served, you know, prior to me and after me. You know, it's a great thing to serve this country.
Yes, it is. And something else here about National Aviation Academy. You had a big deal over the weekend, an open house, I guess is what you'd call it. And you had a lot of things going on over there. It was miserable. The weather was miserable.
Sure, sure. It was a little cool on Saturday. But, yeah, we had a nice time. We had some of the community come in and see the school. We had some food trucks over there. We did some raffles, some giveaways, you know, did some tours of the institution. So it was really a nice time. And obviously for Florida, the weather was, you know, a little cool in the morning, right in the morning. But it ended up being a pretty nice day later on the afternoon.
Yeah. Now, of course, the best thing about it is some of those food trucks are really to die for. I mean, people don't understand how good the food can be.
Yeah, absolutely. We really appreciate everybody coming out and participating and helping National Aviation Academy out on that event. It was really a good deal. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, good morning, George Godfather. Nice hearing from you there. And he's reminding me where I'm going to be at 11 o'clock. We're all going to be at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. That's where we're all going today.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
So, yeah.
You know, I'll be working at National Aviation Academy like I usually am. And you know, like I said, around lunchtime we got a little event going on for the veterans. We have some stuff to recognize their service to our country and there at National Aviation Academy. So, you know, it's a really, really nice day, you know, the Marine Corps Birthday, Veterans Day all together at once. You know, can't say enough, you know, it's really a nice time to reflect on all the things and the camaraderie that we all have.
Yeah. Now what I try to do is, when we talk about, National Aviation Academy, is to remind people that you have two campuses.
Yes.
Not one. And each one is different. Yep. You got the one in Concord, Mass, which is different hours than the one down here in Clearwater. But you're making some, you're expanding, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're making some changes there. And then you got the one down here, in Clearwater, which is kind of like the showcase one.
Sure.
And when people want to go and take the tour, they should just pick a place, go, or go to both of them if you want to. Call you guys up at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour and take the tour of the facility and see what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for individuals that are interested in National Aviation Academy, especially if you're up in the Northeast United States or if you're taking a trip up to the Northeast United States to the New England area, you know, stop in and visit the campus up there in Concord, Massachusetts, you know, and make a day of it because we sit right out there, you know, very close to Minuteman Trail. So you can actually, since it's Veterans Day, you know, we're talking about different things, history here in the United States. You know, you can see where the United States was founded at, you know, the whole, you know, Paul Revere, you know, the shot heard around the world. You know, we're right there close to all that. So you can make a day out, visit National Aviation Academy, go visit some actual historic spots of where our country was founded. So it's a great deal. And then you come down here and see the campus down in Florida and, you know, visit some, you know, some of the nice weather here in Florida. But, you know, make a day out. National Aviation Academy is here. You know, we greatly appreciate everybody's support. We greatly appreciate being able to help people begin a career in aviation, and we understand it's a huge commitment when you decide to go to school, and we just want everybody to make the best choice for themselves when they pick a school to go to, and you know, we really appreciate them, you know, taking a look at National Aviation Academy during that process.
And of course, the big thing about it is that they get to talk to the students more than likely, maybe an instructor or two. And of course, you can always talk to the financial people and find out what's involved. Because as we explain to people, a lot of veterans benefits, especially to people that are pre-9/11, are not the same as the ones that are post-9/11.
Yeah.
There was a difference when they did the GI Bill. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. You know, veterans, you know, the first thing any veteran needs to do, or anybody that's separating from the military, is make sure you understand your benefits. Go online, sign up for all your benefits. Make sure you have them all signed up. Get your certificates of eligibility. See what you're actually eligible for, and have all of that stuff lined up. You know, we can absolutely assist you walk through some of that process, but it's really imperative for the veteran and the non-veteran alike to make sure they understand what benefits are actually available to them and what those benefits actually do for them, because you have a whole variety of benefits out there. Right now, you got post 9/11, you got Volk Rehab, you know, when it comes to veterans, you know, obviously we can, post 9/11 veterans can have trickle down benefits to spouses and children in some cases, or whoever lives in a household. So there's a wide range of benefits out there, you know, and even to non-veterans, there's a lot of benefit out there. So do the research, make sure you contact somebody. You know, understand what benefits could possibly be available to you, and National Aviation Academy is here to help and assist you, you know, with any questions you may have in that process. But ultimately, it's up to the individual to make the right decision, the best decision for them.
Which is why I tell them, you've got two campuses, go look at both of them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our campus up in Concord, Mass., we have a 14-month, 2,000-hour aviation maintenance technology program. And down here in Clearwater, Florida, we have the 2,000-hour aviation maintenance technology program. We got a 3,000-hour aviation maintenance professional program, and we have a 1,000-hour advanced aircraft systems program available to students. So, you know, visit us. Make sure you make the right decision for you. You know, I can't say it enough. When you pick a educational institution, make sure that institution is the right fit for you and you're the right fit for that institution, because it is a commitment when you go to school. It's a commitment to your future.
Now, we're going to get into, when we come back from the break, how long it takes to train to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. And then we're going to explain to the people, once they do that, why there's such a demand out there right now. Because, I mean, there is a demand out there right now for certified aviation maintenance techs. And there's some schools that they kind of look at and they go, well, maybe, kind of. Mm-hmm. But in your case, with National Aviation Academy, it's like, how many can you send me?
Absolutely. You know, there is a huge demand out there right now. And you know, like all industries, the aviation industry is struggling a little bit with a labor shortage also. So there is a good opportunity right now. And, you know, for those individuals that are just finishing up school, you know, or, you know, close to finishing school, you're entering the aviation business at a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, folks, I'm talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And if you want to know more about them, you can go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And, of course, if you want to call them, you can call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their facilities. All right, we're coming right back with Bo Browning. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. More on the way back on the rebound, as we like to call it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And, of course, I'm talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And National Aviation Academy has the two locations to serve you, one in Clearwater, Florida, and the other one in Concord, Mass., just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, Bo, I just got a question here from, Peter. And Peter says, what kind of tools do we need?
When a student enrolls at National Aviation Academy, National Aviation Academy provides all the tools that you need to get through the training that we provide. And then when you finish, when you successfully complete all the training and you get ready to graduate, National Aviation Academy has a relationship with Snap-on Tools, and they have a basic tool set up that you're going to get a voucher from National Aviation Academy to help you pay for that basic tool set. So, you know, when you enroll in school, don't worry about any tools. National Aviation Academy has that all covered for you. And when you get ready to graduate, you're going to get to start out in the industry with a basic set of tools. Obviously, you're going to have to add on to that set of tools, but it's a basic set of tools to get you started in the industry.
Yeah, and I've seen the tools, and they're pretty doggone good. So there you go. So I can vouch for that because, matter of fact, the guy, I even bought the basic set myself for myself. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Because I thought it was a really good price, which it was, mm-hmm. And I got them in my little building at home. But anyway, and that's the one that I had to replace when the other one blew in the sure. bay and sunk.
Yeah. One of the storms we had down here, huh?
Oh, God. Yeah, and I didn't have it tied down. I never thought, why do you have to have it tied down? Yeah, now I know. This one's tied down, though. All right, well, again, how long does it take? What's the length of time with the course?
So the Aviation Maintenance Technology Program, that is our 2,000-hour, 14-month program. That is the program that is the same between both of our campuses. So in Concord, Mass, and in Clearwater, Florida, we run the 2,000-hour, 14-month aviation maintenance technology program, and that meets all the prerequisites you must have in order to be approved to take your FAA certification test. In other words, your written, orals, and practical testing that you must pass under the Federal Aviation Rule of Part 65 and Part 147. We also, down here in Florida, at our Clearwater campus, we run the 2,000-hour aviation maintenance professional program. I mean, the 3,000-hour aviation maintenance professional program, and that consists of the 2,000 hours of the aviation maintenance technology program and 1,000 hours of the advanced aircraft systems program. So that's going to get you a little bit more add-on training. It's also going to allow you to get your Elements 1, 3, and 8 and your NCAT certification if you choose to. And then we have the Advanced Aircraft Systems Program down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is 1,000 hours. That's a standalone program for those individuals that already have aviation experience and maybe looking for a little bit more education, things like that. So, you know, basically, if you're looking to get your airframe and power plant certification, the 2,000-hour Aviation Maintenance Technology Program is the program that you really should look into first.
Okay, I've got a question here from... let's see, this is Pavlov, P-A-V-L-O-V, Pavlov. He's saying, I'm just gotten out of the Air Force. I was an aviation maintenance tech in the Air Force. I was certified there. Was in the Air Force for 18 years. Decided to come out and see what, stick my nose out here. I've heard that the aviation maintenance techs in the civilian industry get paid some really good money. What do I have to do? Well, first thing is to call you guys.
Sure, absolutely. So a veteran leaving the military and coming to the civilian world, if you're an aviation maintenance technician in the military, my first suggestion would be under the Federal Aviation Regulation, you can look for credible experience. In other words, what that's going to do is it, instead of going back to school, you may have credible experience to where you can get signed off just to go take your FAA exams. Now, that is completely up to the FAA and the flight safety district offices. So you have to contact one of them. You have to have obviously DD-214, some training records, things like that to show them your experience and what you actually did. You know, if you need some help with that, you can absolutely contact National Aviation Academy, ask to speak with me, Bo Browning, and I can help walk you through and give you information and where to go on the FAA website to find that exact information. I'll tell you how to get that done. You know, if you're not an aviation maintenance technician or you cannot get signed off for credible experience, you know, visit National Aviation Academy or one of the other aviation maintenance technician schools in the country and see what those schools have to offer you and see if you're a right fit and then enroll in one of those schools and then you can meet the prerequisites. You can take your FAA exams once you meet all the school requirements and you can become a certificated airframe power plant technician.
And how long does it take?
So at National Aviation Academy, it's 2,000 hours, 14 months for the basic aviation maintenance technology program to meet those FAA prerequisites in order to take those exams. So schools vary around the country, you know, anywhere from, you know, the FAA requires a aviation maintenance technician school to offer a minimum of 1,900 hours of training, and that's 400 hours for general, 750 for power plant, and 750 for airframe.
Okay, so the best thing we can do to wrap this up, again, folks, if anybody's listening and they're going, man, that sounds pretty good. I think I want to do this. Number one, the website, naa.edu, naa.edu, but then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, either the one here in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, so you can see exactly what you're getting into and get the answers to your questions, and then you'll know.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, like I've always said, visit, give us a call, visit one of our campuses. You know, make sure when you make that decision, this is a commitment to your future. You want to make a well-thought-out decision about what institution you attend. You know, there's 180 aviation maintenance technician schools in the country. You know, National Aviation Academy appreciates students that when they come see us, but please make the best decision that's right for you.
All right. Well, Bo, I want to thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks. And, folks, there's a lot of places giving veterans a lot of food today. If you like red, white, and blueberry pancakes, IHOP's got them. So that's a place to go. So we'll see you in a couple of weeks there, Bo.
Thank you. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All righty. So, folks, I'm going to go right to the telephone line. We've had Todd in Tampa waiting here for his 60 seconds of fame. So here we go, 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, of course, we love our vets. Okay, not like this administration. Biden sucks. Let's go, Brandon. Okay, Biden is a disgrace. Okay, let me say something to all the African American. I was born in the Bronx with blacks all around. Okay, you know what blacks hate? They hate a liar. Okay, that's what they hate. And Joe Biden is a freaking liar. I heard the guy that made the song "Let's Go Brandon" on Larry Elder, and he's a black guy. It's a Republican over in Cali, and his song's number one all over the place because Biden sucks, and he's saying that they pimp the black guys out to vote every 4 years to vote for the Democrat when they crap all over us. That's what he was saying. Of course, I've been saying that, but I'm the captain since he had 3 radio stations. I don't even know what he's up to right now. Biden sucks. Okay, by the way, DeSantis, I don't trust his infrastructure nonsense. We're not giving him another dime. Okay, they try and play the race card. They got nothing. Your gas prices are through the roof. This guy's incompetent. Even if you hate Trump, have to admit he's a trillion times better businessman for the American family and the American people. And this Grandoff lady's out there, Trump had us on oil and independence. This is, ladies and gentlemen, let me say, I heard Mike Gallagher say, this might be in town. I heard Hannity say, we need a contract. Let me say something. You need to stand up and say, well, I'm with Trump. If you're not with Trump, we're not with you, okay? Biden sucks. He is going out doing deals that hurt the American people and wants us to pay for it. No, that's treason. That's corruption. That's stupid. We're not paying for it.
Okay, Todd, you're going to run out.
Stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and stand up for our Lord and Savior. God bless our vets who put their life on the line. And we as American people need to stand up because they're fighting out there, and this is a different kind of war, and we
all
need
right.
to take our country back. Let's
Thank you very much, Todd. Okay, and we're coming right up here in the music. Ran it right up against the end here, so there's really literally no time to say anything except this. Today, if you see a veteran anywhere along your travels, whether you're a veteran or not, obviously veterans are going to say Happy Veterans Day to each other or welcome home or whatever the situation might be, but see if you can shake their hand or give them a fist bump or something like that. Maybe even do a random act of kindness for them. If you know a veteran that's in your neighborhood and their lawn needs to be mowed, go mow it. Go mow it. How about that one? There's a novel thought. Do something nice for somebody. All righty. I'm going to take my purple pen, and Bo and I are going to go have some breakfast because we're going to celebrate a place where we can go and we know we're going to get a breakfast for being veterans. So you have yourself a great day, everybody, and we'll see you on the turnaround tomorrow morning, 2 a.m. God bless.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.